Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Mass Monologues. Today, I have Michael Key here with me. He is going to introduce himself and tell us about his story.
Hello, everybody. My name is Michael Key, and I'm 15 years old. I live in the Bronx, New York, and I'm a published book author. Ultimately, I have written 15 books in my lifetime, but I have two published that's out right now. That's on Amazon and different other platforms. And I'm just a calm, cool, and collected guy. I'm very adventurous. I like to travel. I also a fashion designer. I'm a writer. I wrote over 3,000 songs in my lifetime. Positive rap artist. That's what I do, positive rap music. And I currently have one album out now that I wrote in 2000. I'm currently working on another album now, so I'll be putting out new music coming soon, too. And I do fashion designing, and I really want to get into motivational speaking, too. I have a certificate in that motivational speaking. A group I was in called Centers of Support to teach you how to format everything and how to do your delivery and everything. Taught me everything I needed to know how to motivational speak, so now I just have to start doing that for a living as a full-time career. I would like to do that. And I have two children. They late teenagers, a boy and a girl, Maria and Timothy. And I live in the Bronx, New York. And I've been a lot of places in my life. I lived in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I lived in New Orleans, Louisiana. I lived in Selma, Alabama. Where else I live? I lived in Houston for a little while. And that's about it. But I traveled a lot of places, and I also been to Toronto, Canada. So I'm not too far from where the moderator lives right now. So that's a nice thing to know. And anyone else you want to know about me, just ask me.
Okay, thank you so much. So what I want to focus on here is you seem as though you do a little bit of everything. You've done fashion designing, you've done music, you've done writing, and you want to get into motivational speaking. Can you tell me how it all started out? Did you start out with the music? Did the writing come first? Was it the fashion designing? Or did you all do this at the same time in your life?
No, when I was about 10 years old, I started writing poetry. Yeah, and a lot of people, my friends and peers, they used to always ask me, they said, man, that poetry is real good. They said, if you just make it a little longer, you can make a song out of that. So I was like, that sounds good. So that's what sparked the idea in my brain. I said maybe 3 or 4 years later, when I was about 14, 15, that's when I started writing songs. And over the years, over the course of 10 years, that's when my music career, I started really taking it seriously. I started doing a rap show and club, other places, hotel. And I was signed to a record label for Tate Music. Yeah, but they are apparently out of business now. So yeah, the business kind of went under. So my career didn't really take off like I thought it was. But I'm about to make a comeback. So I got another album coming out. It's going to be like 14 songs on it. But the poetry is how I started. And then I started songwriting. And then I say like about 8 years old is when I started wanting to write books. Yeah, that's a powerful legacy that you can leave behind when you write a book. That's something to the spirit and it connects with from all over the world. I started writing books at 18. My first book that I have on that, or the first book that I ever wrote, was called The World I Still Love. It's a 102-page book of poetry. Yeah, it's about life, love, and beautiful expansion that the physical, mental, and spiritual worlds have to offer. And the one I have currently, it just came out December 21st of 23. Yeah, it's called Conversation, The Motivation to Change the Situation. It's like a biblical fiction. It's like 12 pages. Yeah, it's about a young woman's desperate need for a man's time, love, and energy. So it just takes you through all the trials and tribulations of love and the things that can have you going through, but at the ends beautifully. It just, love is the greatest gift that God gave us all. It just teaches us everything we need to know about love, how to never give up no matter what situation you're in. You can overcome it. Yeah, basically how I started writing fashion designing, that just came into existence probably like about 2 years ago. Yeah, I wanted to start my own brand, so I have an LLC called Harmony of Positive Reality. Yeah, because I'm a very positive person, so everything I want to do, it has to be helping somebody. I have to have a purpose to it. So I'm going to be promoting the books that I wrote, music, logos, different slogans I have for t-shirts and stuff like that, sneakers. Yeah, I'm going to have mugs, pins, all type of stuff I'm going to be selling on a website coming through Spotify. And yeah, in the motivational speaking, I'm trying to take that to another level. So I'm just basically trying to get connections with that. I'm affiliated with a group called Organization for Speakers Bureau, located in Manhattan, New York. And I did a pitch for them. So I'm waiting for them to get back to me and let me know if they will welcome me into their organization so I can begin that motivational speaking career. So that way I can reach more people, and a lot of people could be touched by the things I have to offer them. Because I have a lot of positive energy and a lot of things to bring to the world that will help make the world a better place. Yeah, basically my journey, yes.
I resonate with everything you just said there, especially the poetry and the music, because as a singer-songwriter, I know that it usually starts off with the poetry, or for me, it did at least, and then it transitions into a song because you've got this melody in your head, or you've got this rhythm, and then you add the beat to it. So I definitely understand that musical aspect there. But I love how you decided to branch out of the music and writing scene and go into fashion designing and starting up your business. Can you tell us about some of the challenges you faced doing all of these endeavors? And I know this is a pretty packed question, but was there a common challenge that you noticed? Was it just showing up every day and persevering, or were there certain, you can talk about specific tips or tricks for maybe the music industry, the fashion industry, or writing?
Oh yeah, like when I started doing the music and wanting to perform and stuff like that, it was very interesting. When I used to do shows, one time I did a show in a club in Manhattan, and I thought I was only gonna have to do two songs. But then it was like, no, you gotta do a 40-minute session. So I was nervous because I never have done that before, experienced that. So I had about 10 minutes before I had to go on stage. So I sat down in the corner and I put my headphones on and went through all my music to make sure I remembered all the lyrics and stuff. So when I got on stage, I did so good. I was so proud of myself. I didn't forget not one line, one word, anything. Everything just ran smoothly. I did a 40-minute session, that's 7 songs. I had 12 songs on the album all together. And so it was a beautiful experience. Like, everybody was hugging me. I sold a lot of CDs because I had a lot of CDs on hand at the venue. And I just felt a lot of love. But I was in a lot of rap contests too when I was younger, like maybe 14, 15. And I noticed a lot of, I would say, separatism in the music industry, because I did shows where I knew if you win, you get a major recording contract and they give you $1,000. So I did 3 contests like that before. The first one, I did 2 songs, and it was about maybe 4 or 5 other candidates. But I felt like I was the best one, but I always came in second place because it was like the judges was falling in love with the people that was performing. So there was like a lot of underhand stuff going on, I noticed, in the music industry. And so when I came in second place, I felt a little down, depressed. Like I was like ready to give up. That happened to me the third time. But the first time when it happened, the guy who owned the club, he was an Italian man. He said, Harmony, because that's my performance name, Harmony. So he said, let me talk to you in my office for a minute. So I talked to him, and the thing that I still remember to this day, I will never forget. He said, you should have won that contest, right? I said, yeah. But he said, you know what you're missing? He said, in this business, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So he said, you got to try to rub elbows with people and try to basically manipulate your way into the music business. And that way you would get more recognized that way. So I never forgot that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
But there's definitely a dark side to the music industry and the performance industry in general.
Yes, definitely. Especially when you're a positive artist too, when you're talking about conscious things and things that's not with the status quo, because they get more attention, because a lot of people like controversy. They like to see violence and stuff like that and speak the language. It's sad it is that way, but that it seems to be the norm nowadays. Yeah, if you talk about you killed somebody in your song, or you beat them up, or you're part of a gang or whatever, it's like you get more views, you get recognized more. It's real terrible. It's more harder for a positive artist, rap artist, to really get mainstream. But I do it for the love. I don't do it for the money or anything like that. So it's for personal gratification first. And even if it touches one person's heart, I've done my job up, so I'm satisfied with that. Yeah, I just wanted to share that.
Yes, I love that attitude, and I believe that resonates with a lot of creatives as well, where they think, maybe I have to cater to this audience, I have to do this, and the more you do that, you lose that love for your creativity, for your passion, and it's staying true and authentic to yourself can sometimes be the best route to go.
Yeah, independent, right? Yeah, the way I'm gonna do it with this album coming out, buying beats on 5R, so you get them way cheaper. For $30, you could get one beat, and you could do whatever you want. You got complete ownership over it. So for like 14 songs, that would cost me like less than $500. So you can't beat that. I paid $2,000 for my first album. For 12 songs, you learn little tricks of the trade that you could do. And then once you complete the album, then you can go like on TuneCore and they'll promote your album all over the world, globally, or every country and everything. You pay, I think it's $30 to join, something like $50, I think. And that's a lifetime membership. And they constantly promoting your, it's a package you buy. I think it's like maybe $150 the most. And they'll promote your music all over the world. And I've been getting I've been seeing a lot of positive feedback, a lot of good reviews and stuff on a lot of artists that's accomplishing a lot of things. Even positive artists, it's good for everybody. It's a winning situation and you have complete control of all your music. You control all your publishing, everything. That's a beautiful thing. So I'm glad that they have people out there that support positive artists, independent artists. And as far as the book side, then I think self-publishing might be the cheapest way to go, even though I did traditional publishing with my first two books. And I see the difference with self-publishing. I think I spent too much, you know, the promotion to get the book out for the marketing promotion. Once I did my research, further research, I found out I could have did it way cheaper way, and I could have done it even faster. The book would have came out even faster. You learn as you go. You make a mistake. And then you learn, and then you find easier way to do things to accomplish your mission. So that's a beautiful thing. I like, we're always growing every day. You learn something new every day. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with everybody. It's always an easier way to do something. So make sure you do your research and you will get your answer. As long as you put the effort into it, it'll come to you. The energy will gravitate to you. Wherever you gravitate, you think about continuously, it will have to come to you. That's the universal law. Yeah, what goes up must come down. So that's the law of gravity. Yeah, I just wanted to share that.
You sound motivational. I can tell you're going to be a wonderful motivational coach. I want to ask now about your fashion designing company or fashion design. Can you tell me how you started that company or how you came up with the concept and the steps you took to materialize it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people like a lot of slogans that I used to say. Because I have a lot of like affirmation that I say a lot to help inspire me. People used to always say, I like that. So I said, if I put that like on t-shirts and stuff, I know people made millions of dollars selling t-shirts, a plain simple t-shirt, just having maybe some nice graphics on it or like a logo or a slogan included. And they making millions of dollars on Spotify and all them other platforms. So I said, but that's a good idea for me to start doing that. So I started doing logos. Like, I got one for Harmony, for my brand, Harmony of Positive Reality. It's a peace sign. It's a sun, because that's the most energy we get from the earth, from the sun. So I had to put the sun. And then I got the peace sign with two fingers inside of the sun. And then I got the number 7, because that's God's favorite number, 7. And then I got the thumbs up sign, because I always like to point up instead of pointing down. So I give everybody the thumbs up. That was my first slogan, a logo that I did. And that intertwines with everything I do, everything I believe in, and everything. So I think all those symbols represent. So I want to put that on everything, like sneakers, t-shirt, cups, mug, what else? Sweater, hat. Yeah, basically everything, really. Coats. I can put it on winter coats, jacket. Yeah, so that's basically how I came up with the idea. And I was like, I want to do that because that represent the music and the book aspect. It all comes together. So I represent anything that's positive. So I just want to share that with the world. And I would say every day is a Sunday. That's one of my slogans. And then I would have a picture of the sun to say every day is a Sunday, because the sun always comes out every day and it shines bright upon the world. Just little things to keep people motivated, because people don't know that really touches them. That's why I made my book called Conversations, the Motivation to Change the Situation, because people don't know how important a conversation could be to a person. But a lot of people suppress their feelings and they wind up committing suicide. You could talk to somebody, they could be thinking about killing themselves, and then they meet you and you talk to them and then it changes their whole aspect and their whole perspective. And they're like, you know what? I was thinking about killing myself, but ever since I talked to you, I see things totally different and I appreciate you and I thank you. And that makes you feel good. A lot of people told me that before. They said, oh man, you make my day. I love your smile, stuff like that. Conversation is very important in order to set you free, yourself free, and interact with all cultures, religions, whatever, nations, colors, creeds, all that type of stuff. But that what a lot of people need to start, have somebody to talk to. It's very important to have somebody to talk to. Conversation is a very important thing in order for the world to be able to communicate with itself, with each other better. Yeah, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, so I love how you always focus on the message and your mission and connecting with others, and that's at the focal point of what you do. I want to ask, with your fashion designing business, do you use print on demand for that, or did you go and contact a manufacturing company and get them to make your product?
Oh, no, I'm going to do it on Shopify. Yeah, I have the design, so I just give it to them. And then they make the website for me, and they sell whatever product I want on there. They just put it on there for me. And I constantly give them new ideas. It's not started yet. I didn't actually do it yet, but I'm in touch with them, and they have an idea of what I want. I basically just have to pay them, and then we just take it to the next step after that and make it all a reality. Yeah, so that's basically where I'm at right now within that process. Yeah,
oh, please do feel free to share once that's completed. You can always send it to me and I can share it with our audience.
Oh, wonderful. That would be a pleasure. I would definitely do that.
Okay, so now I want to ask, I know that you've done mostly motivational speaking, it seems, throughout your entire career in a sense, because you've had positive vibes as a musician, positive vibes as a writer, and then with your Shopify business, with your fashion designing, it seems that you have the same theme going. And I want to know, how did you get into motivational speaking? Did you find a club? Did you find some society? Or for anybody who might want to get into motivational coaching, how could they do that?
Okay. Yeah, the way I got into motivational speaking, I did 3 years in prison, right? This happened in 2018. I was released in 2020. So I did 3 years in upstate New York in a place called Bear Hill Correctional Facility. And that's only 10 minutes away from Toronto, too. You could basically walk there. But the reason that's how I got started, because we had a group that we used to do 3 times a week. And you had to tell your story, because it was like for substance abuse, people who drink or smoke, whatever drug they did. My problem was drinking. That's how I got in trouble, for drinking, basically. So we all had to get on in front of everybody. It was probably like, say, like 40, 50 people. And we got to talk in front of them, or like on the podium, and tell them like a story. Just tell them your story. You could tell them any story about your life or whatever. They say you have to talk for at least 10 minutes or more. So when I got on there, I just kept talking. And I wound up talking for, I said, 1 hour and 45 minutes. So they had to stop me from talking. And everybody was like, yeah. They said, man, that's so true. That's so true. They was inspiring me because everything I was saying was resonating in their mind, heart, and soul. So I was like, man, I said, I might be onto something. They was hugging me. Gang members was coming up to me saying, yo, man, I don't want to be a gang member no more. I want to change my life. They said, you're very inspiring. You know, that made me feel real good. So that's something money can't buy, but just feeling good that you help somebody and you help to change their whole trajectory. So that's priceless right there. So that's what really motivated me. That's when I knew what I was on to something. And I never realized, but I realized then that was my purpose in life. Yeah, help people, yeah, by through conversation, by telling them, sharing my spirit, strength, and hope with them. And it touches them and it can send them in a whole different direction. It don't matter what you've done in life or how bad you was, it's never too late to change your life. It's time to give back to society instead of taking away. So you got to do something positive if you want to leave on your tombstone when you die. I want them to say on my tombstone that he did his best in everything he did. That's what I want written on my tombstone. He did his best in everything he did. So that's the legacy I want to leave behind. Yeah, so that's what really got me into wanting to motivational speak. So there was a lady I met. I got a call one day. They told me to come to accept the phone call. So it was a lady from the defense attorney. She worked with them. So she said she wanted to know what I'm going to do, because I think I had 4 months left to get out. So she wanted to know what was my plans, what was my intentions to do. She said she could provide me with certain services like in housing or getting food stamps or whatever, stuff like that, little thing, how to free clothes and things like that. So she was like, what's your passion? What do you really want to do out of anything else? I said, I want to be a motivational speaker. And she said, you know what? She said, I think you would be a wonderful motivator. I could tell by the way you talk. And she said, I have some connections with that too. I know an organization that could put you in the right direction, and you could reach out to them. I'm going to send you everything in the mail. So it was called Circles of Support. That's the name of the group. When I got out, I wound up calling them. And it was still around the COVID time, so like in 21, because I got out in November 21. Yeah, so I started that in, I think, December of 21. And so it was a lady named Linda Steele. She's the one that started it. She had did 25 years in prison for something. I was like, I think it was self-defense. Yeah, but it was a murder charge. But she did her 25 years and she came out. So she wanted to do something to change her life and help other people. So she basically started that organization, co-founded it with somebody else. And I reached out to her and she said, we don't do no physical meetings, right? Because it's because of the COVID. So we don't want to be getting nobody sick or getting sick. So we started doing Zoom meetings and we did that. So she actually did, I want to be a part of that. So I said, yeah. So for 6 weeks, we met every Monday for 1 hour. And everybody get a chance to tell their story. And they have real critics that critique you on what you need to improve in or what they think, how you should start off your delivery. And at the end, you are supposed to say, what do you expect somebody to get out of what you are saying? What's the outcome you feel? And I say, I just hope this message helps at least one person to change their life and start living their dreams and stop procrastinating, because action is the most important thing. Action is what helps the universe do something. Without action, if you just sit and expect for something to happen, it'll never happen. So when you meet God halfway, see, you're doing all your best to reach your problem, he's going to meet you halfway. Then your dreams are coming to reality. So that's how I look at life. It's a beautiful world, but life is all about perception. Everybody sees things differently. So I might see, the things I might see might be normal, but to you, it might be abnormal. So it's all about the way, like, you know, through your experiences and your connections with other people. It's good to connect with people from all over the world. That's what helped me become the beautiful spirit that I am. I was privileged to go a lot of places at a young age. Or I was in an all-Black high school one time for Nyack Educational Institute. It's in New Jersey. And I was in a band, like a singer group called Martin Luther King Players. So we got to go to every Black college from New Jersey all the way to Florida. And that, I was like 16 years old at the time in the 10th grade. And that experience really changed my life, because we got to go to a lot of different well-known colleges like Spelman, Howard University, places like that, Florida State and Tallahassee. Yeah. So that really helped me connect with a lot of people, a lot of different cultures. Then when I was 16, I used to go to Fresh Air Fund too when I was younger. And we get to go stay with a Caucasian family for 2 weeks for low-income household. And I went to the same family, called the Peters family, for 8 years, from 8 to 16. And that changed my perspective on how I looked at people and how I felt about people. I always had a genuine love for everybody. I never disliked any race or anything like that. I never had no racism issues or not like that. That just helps me. It opens up your mind and you see the beauty of life, the different cultures, different foods, customs, all that stuff is good, because that's how you connect with other people and then you get to expand your mind and your horizons. And that could take you to a lot of high levels if you allow it to. Yeah, because everything always begins with a thought. Yeah, because thoughts turn into words. And then words turn into actions, and actions turn into habits, and habits turn into character, and character turn into one's destiny. So that's the whole process of thought there, being one, and that's how it performs in the universe. Yeah, so I just wanted to share that.
That's such a soul-touching message. I want to ask, where can our listeners find you? Do you have, I know you're putting up a Shopify website soon. But do you have social media channels or an email people can contact you at?
Yeah, my email address is Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-I-E, and then you put A positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, reality, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, at gmail.com. So it's Harmony or positive reality at gmail.com. And I have another website. It's from my book website where I promote my book. You can see my reel, my book trailer, everything like that, my blog and everything. It starts off with ES, and then, you know, you put the two dot, and then the two slash and learn. Then after that, you put the, T-H-E, the Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, key, K-E-Y, dot com, and then you put another plant, and then that website will come up. Yeah, and so if you want to see my book, it's called, you can go on Amazon.com and just type in Conversation is the Motivation to Change the Situation by Michael B. Key, Michael, and then you just put the letter D and then K-E-Y, and it'll pop right up. Yeah, so yeah, that's basically, and I'm on Facebook too. Facebook, you just put Harmony Rule, H-A-R-M-O-N-I-E-R-U-L-E, Harmony Rule. That's my Facebook page. Yeah, that's my physical name, my brand name. So it was only right to call it Harmony of Positive Reality, because harmony means having art, rhythm, music, originality, naturally, and essence. That's how I break it down. Harmony of purpose is essential to the highest efficiency. We must first have harmony in our heads and harmony with our heart. And then we'll come to perfect harmonies within ourselves, because the hearts of most people are mostly good. So that's how I came up with that name. Yeah, I had that name for a long time.
Thank you so much. Please do check Michael out, visit his book website, and I will keep you posted on his fashion designing website and give him some love. Also, thank you for tuning in with us. And if you like this podcast and you want more episodes like this, then please do leave a review and share with a friend or family member. And we hope to see you next time.
Yes, thank you all for your support, and much love to you all. And I wish you all the best in life and all your future endeavors.